He froze as the baseboard heating gurgled and then clanked a few times, as if it were being hit hard and fast with a hammer. The noise was followed by the sound of a river of water rushing through the old rusty pipes, but nothing more than that. There were no other footsteps, no voices in the house, just his own heart pounding madly against his chest. Go back to bed. You can't fight the boogeyman now. Maybe when you're bigger. Please, please, please go back to bed. Except Ned no longer wanted to listen to that voice inside his head. There was another voice talking to him now. A much stronger one, bolder, fearless. It told him to keep going. Don't be afraid. Don't be a scaredy cat. Ned walked into the library. By the window was a mahogany desk. It was lit by the hazy glow of a small electric clock, the kind with those flip-style numbers that turned like those on an old-fashioned scoreboard. The desk was big, too big for the room. It had three large drawers on the left side of the base. The only drawer that mattered, though, was the bottom one. It was always kept locked. Reaching across the desk with both hands, Ned gripped an old coffee mug that was used to hold pencils and pens, erasers and paper clips. After a deep breath, almost as if he were counting to three, he lifted